Hello. I am on the airport metro headed back home from my repertory meeting today, and I left a little early today because let me tell you all about this. So yesterday I was hanging out with a friend of mine who happens to have a car, and we went to near where my cousin is, who also lives in the same neighborhood as I do, extended neighborhood. And me and this friend of mine were gonna go like just eat something, and we almost hadn't because we had met earlier, we were hanging out, but we decided to go eat something. We literally made a U-turn to go to this place, this area, and I then told my friend that I'll call my cousin as well, she'll have a juice and blah blah blah. So we do this, and then I call her and she comes to us, and she's a little like zoned out or spaced out, and I'm like, what's going on? She goes, something's happening. And so what's happening? She's like, I just got a call that a neighborhood nearby, there are riots happening. We're on the street at this point. And I say, okay, I don't pay attention. But within like 2 seconds, we see people running on the street in front of us, like normal everyday people. And people you wouldn't like ever see running, like, you know, ladies in their full like garb, like running, like people, you know, like everyday people. And we just don't know what the fuck to do. So I like tell my cousin and my friend, I'm like, I tell my friend, you have to like take us in your car to somewhere safe. So we get in his car and we start driving, and we take a longer route to get to my place. So I get to my place, I ask the guard, bhaiya, what's going on? And he says, you know, there are riots happening in this one area. So then my friend, who's a boy, he basically says, now we need to go up to your place and switch on the TV and know what the fuck is going on. So we go up my home, and I never switch on my TV ever. So we switch it on, my cousin and him and I. We find out that there have been rumors of riots in certain areas in New Delhi. And there isn't actually anything that has happened, but there are rumors. And that we heard about metro stations and metros being halted and then restarted. Everything is fine in certain areas. Things are getting to normal. And we were just like, okay. So all of that we saw, because every time that we were stopping at a stoplight, we're getting home, people in their motorcycles and the cars were like just reaching out to other people asking, what's going on? What's going on? It was like just so much commotion and people, and even the guard bhaiya that at my place, he also knew about something like a riot, but there was none. So like, it's been like a week and a half that actual riots had happened in a completely different part of Delhi, which was made international, this whole news of homes being burned, about 40 people died, and they were communal or whatever, and this is ridiculous. I didn't know what to do in that split second. I thought that I was, like, I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know if anything would happen to either one of us. Would we, you know, die, get hurt? Like, where would we go? What if the car we were driving was gonna get blocked? What if there was so much traffic? At one point we were like, were we gonna get out of there or not? And like, I can't imagine people who have endured any kind of violence of this nature. I felt so helpless. I felt so fucked up in my mind. This is what's happening here, guys. It's reality. When it happened in East Delhi, I was like, fuck, you know what? Like, this is not our area. This is communal. These people live close to each other. All these religions, people are feeling, you know, emotional. But this is in, like, really in my neighborhood. And I'm just like, fuck, what do I do? So today, I'd normally go up to 8:30 before I leave the rep. But today I just told the guy, I was like, look, I gotta leave at 8 o' fucking clock, because like, I don't know if I can get home not feeling creeped out at 9:30. So like, yeah, I'm not gonna get home super early, but it'll still mean a lot. And I'm more than happy about it, because you know what? This is some crazy shit right now. Guys, they said when the East Delhi riots happened, Delhi is burning. And I don't want to believe a word of it, because Delhi is very unique. Like, you know, the place is so full of diversity. Everything, people, I think, become so sensitive and they look out for each other, but there is that thing in everyone. Everyone is scared. They're worried because this is crazy. Whatever this hate is that is being allowed to live needs to stop. We need to stop this. We need to bring some peace back. I honestly don't understand how people in war zones even live a day of their lives. I'm scared. And I didn't want to say anything to anyone. I can't tell my family, can't tell anybody. I can podcast about it. But like, I'm being as normal as I can be. Like, if you look at me, nothing's changed. But like, in my mind, I'm thinking about what would have happened if something actually was happening. What would we do? I don't fucking know, man. This is crazy. So yeah, I'm just hoping and praying for everyone's safety. No one is prepared for shit like this. This is some crazy ass shit. We need to look out for one another and we need to like show up, because this is nuts. That's all, man.